ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The initial shock of the Baltimore Bridge collapse has given way to the realization of what's ahead to recover the bodies of four people, clear the debris, and ultimately rebuild.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore bracing the community for a long road to rebuild.
This is a remarkably complex operation, and our focus needs to be on unity of command and unity of effort.
This week, President Biden said he wants the federal government to cover the cost of rebuilding the bridge. He approved Maryland's $60 million request for initial recovery efforts.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Concerns about Pope Francis heading into the Easter weekend. The 87-year-old did not take part in a Good Friday procession in Rome. The Vatican said it was to preserve his health. Former President Trump and several co-defendants on Friday filed their appeal of the disqualification ruling that allowed Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to remain on the Georgia election interference case. This is ABC News. Friday marked 1 year since Russia detained American journalist Evan Gershkovich, who's yet to get a trial date on espionage charges in Moscow. U.S. leaders are calling for his release. ABC's Mary Alice Parks has more.
The president, the secretary of state, both congressional leaders from the House and the Senate on both sides of the aisle standing together, really calling out Russia, demanding that Putin release Evan and bring him home. The message across the board from all of these Washington leaders was the same. Journalism is not a crime, and that there's absolutely no evidence that he was doing anything but his job.
Officials in Bastrop County, Texas, charged a driver of a cement truck with criminally negligent homicide after an investigation into the collision last week with a school bus. Two people were killed, 50 were hurt. Court documents show the driver allegedly told officers he had used cocaine the morning of the accident. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin is one of the first states to join a new effort to get nutritious food to children from low-income families during the summer. Here's Mike Moan.
Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin is the first state to get the green light for the summer electronic benefit transfer program. 36 other states are poised to launch this summer, too. Eligible households will receive preloaded debit cards that families can use to buy groceries. Shelley Fortner of the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse applauds the move, noting half of the kids in the local school district already qualify for free and reduced-price lunches during school.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are home during the summer months.
This new permanent program, authorized by Congress, is similar to the enhanced meal access the federal government provided during the pandemic. Throughout Wisconsin, there are separate meal sites for these kids when school isn't in session, but supporters of the new effort say it provides more flexibility, especially for households with limited transportation options. State officials point out that most families already enrolled in the National School Lunch Program will automatically receive the summer benefits. Fortner says meal access aids kids in their learning. For the summer, she says the additional access will help keep them active.
We've had a lot of information about, sedentary activities like video games and TV and all of that. But our kids are now getting outdoors more, and they need to have that energy to be able to keep that up.
She adds this should help foster healthy lifelong habits for kids and prevent them from starting the next school year feeling sluggish. It's anticipated the money will be available in late June. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the low 40s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Slight chance of rain Sunday with a high of 48. Sunday night, some rain in 35 and more rain for Monday with highs near 47. That's weather on WGBW.
Right now, it's 37.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the incomparable Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. We are high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square at the World Headquarters here in Madison, Wisconsin. If you're watching on the stream, looks maybe a little different. Testing out our new road set. We're going on the road. Details to follow in a minute. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour 2 of the big program on this 29th of March, 2024. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our ongoing contributor and friend, Peter Rapine, is in, managing editor of EPOM's World, with a little look at the week in review. And Mr. Zommers, as you know, one of the reasons I love this segment with Rapine is this is not fiction. These are not like Onion headlines, and nothing wrong with that, by the way. But these are actual crazy, stupid things that actual crazy, stupid people do.
I always love when we have him on for these because, you know, being the managing editor, he can pick and choose the best ones. But the way that he does it, he and CP, when they work together to figure out which stories to cover, they always tell a story with the stories. Like, it's always a theme. And there's so many weird and wild things that people do that there's enough stuff in a week or 2 weeks to do that every time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Looking forward. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, with a humorous look at the week in review, wacky things that wacky humans do, coming up after the news at 1:30. Also, Mr. Zommers will be giving us a board game of the week a little bit later this half hour before the end of the hour here, so make sure we get that in this week, and much more. So it's going to be a full packed, a chocked 2 hours. Now, details are an hour, I should say, left of the show. Details starting next week on Monday, we're going to be back in the hometown, Richland Center, as our friend from the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, is going to join me in Wisconsin the entire next week, right after Easter, and we're going to launch it on April Fool. A couple of April Fools in Richland Center. And it is the What Makes Wisconsin Great Beer, Cheese, and Radio Tour with Todd and Trigvi.
And maybe Friday I can leave Madison immediately after the show and meet you guys in Green Bay or something.
Maybe.
I would certainly
to. That'd be fun. So we're going to do the show from various locations in Richland Center, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Stevens Point, and Green Bay on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that's noon until 2, of course. And then from 6 until 7:30, we're going to pick various local watering holes and invite you, the listening audience, to come out and mingle, chill out, and have a beer and a cheese curd with Trigvi and I. And the great part is, we're picking up the bill. So your first beer or soda, whichever you prefer, is on us. And we'll also do cheese curds on us as well. And the first stop is on Monday night in Richland Center, 6 till 7:30. at the Phoenix Center, the bowling alley, the local bowling alley. Great place, great folks. And so stop on down to the Phoenix Center, the bowling alley in Richland Center, 6 until 7:30. Trigvy and I have your first beer or soda and cheese curds and hang out with us in Richland Center. And then the next night we'll be in La Crosse and we'll tell you on Monday where we're going to be.
Excellent.
So always a reason to listen. None more so than for our final time here after 2 weeks, it is time once again for Ride Into Spring Text to Win Contest.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah!
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cab. Moving right along.
Time to ride into spring. Our text to win trivia contest. Well, not trivia, but text to win contest. Courtesy of, and by the way, a big shout out to Aaron Carreno, our operations director, who put this all together. This has been fantastic, and I've had a lot of fun with it. So
absolutely.
Thank you to him, and also our fine sponsors and people giving away or helping us with the prizes. So here's how it works. For a final time for our show, there will be more chances for you to win in the 3 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn. And by the way, our attorneys, our high-powered attorneys tell us we are required by law to tell you it's not a local contest, it's not a regional contest. Officially, this is a statewide contest. So there you go. Apparently we get fined if we don't say that.
Is that so? I don't know.
The lawyers tell us. I'm not going to argue with the lawyers, you understand. So the state is a statewide contest. So here's what you do. You open your Civic Media app. And if you don't have it, there's still time. Because you get a full hour to text this in. Go to your app store and click it. In the search bar, put Civic. C-I-V-I-C. Civic Media. All right. It'll pop up. It's a little C&M logo. All right. You click on that. You open it up. And it'll be all the lovely stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. Choose your local station. And you say, well, Todd, unfortunately, I'm one of the few places that does not have a local station. No worries. Just pick the favorite station there. I prefer WRCE in Richland Center, my hometown. But you do you. Pick one of the stations. When you do that, you'll see a little red dot that says play. Right above that, it'll say text. Text. You click the text icon. And then when you click the text icon, then you're going to text in the word, the secret password I'm about to give you. And in this hour alone, somebody who plays this hour is going to win an overnight stay, all expenses paid, at the lovely Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We've been there, Zomers and I. We had our holiday party there for Civic Media. A great crew, a great staff, great accommodations. They have a golf course. They have an indoor-outdoor water park. They've got a great, lovely breakfast buffet. It's fantastic. So this is going to be an overnight stay for you and a couple of friends to enjoy Chula Vista Resort. And if you don't win that hourly prize, you'll be entered in for the grand prize. There are two grand prizes, one of which are two bikes. What better way to ride into spring than on bikes? And then secondly, the second grand prize is a set of patio furniture, a love seat and a set of patio furniture, and a three-way blender.
It's a three-in-one blender.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I misread that. It's a three-in-one blender, not a three-way blender. But you do, again, it's spring, right? Sometimes you get spring fever. So,
it'll be your blender. Use it however you wish.
But please use it judiciously and carefully. I mean, there's a lot of things that could go wrong using a blender.
There are. So use it. Follow the instructions. Follow the safety precautions.
Yeah. I prefer like a mixer. That's what you want. You know, use a three-way blender and a three-way mixer.
I guess we'll see.
Mercifully, this is the last day of this. Anyway, those are the prizes. So here now, get your phone out, open the Civic Media app, choose your station, and click on the text button and text us the following word.
fly. The secret password is fly. F-L-Y. F-L-Y. Fly. As in fly high. But don't, all we want is fly. Fly is your secret password. F is in Frank, L is in Larry, Y. Or like, you know, I have a fly on the picnic table. I don't like flies.
Make sure that you don't have any flies in your blender when you use it.
No. Make sure you have your fly zipped up. That's what you want to do.
Maybe if you win the three-way blender, you can invite Marty McFly.
Marty McFly. Exactly. So fly. Fly is the secret password. You do it now. You can enter multiple times a day, once an hour. So enter the word fly. F-L-Y. Fly. Do it right now. Just go to the Civic Media app, open it up, hit text, and then text the word fly, F-L-Y. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight expense-paid getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. They'll be entered in for that fabulous grand prize of either two bikes or patio furniture and a blender.
And so, then stay tuned for, this is your second to last, almost out of time on this contest. Yeah. We got one more at 3 p.m. during the Maggie Dawn Show.
Right, at 3 p.m. Maggie Dawn, who's doing the show today?
Uncertain. I am uncertain. The people running the Maggie Dawn show know.
Can we just wait till 3 o'clock and throw a dart at the dartboard and say you're on?
No. They have it planned. I am just unaware of their plans.
All right. All right. Well, are you aware or are you unaware?
I am unaware of I am aware that they have a plan. I am unaware of what the plan is.
Well, make sure if you're traveling, you have clean unaware.
Yep, good plan. Don't want to show up and Friday. Win the three-way blender. And
No, that would be bad. All right, so in all seriousness, you can win these great prizes. An overnight stay at Chula Vista, the two bikes, or lawn furniture and a blender. And all you have to do is text us the word FLY, F-L-Y, FLY, right now on the Civic Media app. Go to the app, choose your favorite radio station, hit text, and then type in the word FLY, F-L-Y. And of course, hit send. So there you go. The last day, I'm sad about this because I've had a lot of fun with it.
Oh, definitely.
People may be getting tired of it, but I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Well, we did get one text from a listener a little bit ago saying that the blender jokes never get old.
Well, for some people, we'll find something else, of course, to drive into the ground next week. Trigvy will be along, and he's always a lot of fun.
Indeed.
So, if you haven't heard, again, we're going on a big week-long tour around the state of Wisconsin with Trigvy Olson from the Lincoln Project. What makes Wisconsin great? The beer, cheese, and radio tour with Todd and Trigvy next week, right here in Civic Media.
And so you got to listen to find out where you can meet up.
Yes. It'll be a good time had by all, indeed. I want to turn to waiting for the text to come in. I only wish it's not caller, it's you have to text. But I wish we could take callers, then we could, you know, talk to callers when they come in.
We'll get to do that when we start to give away Brewers tickets coming up soon.
Yes, very good point. The Brewers opening up right now on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. And as David Letterman likes to say, hopefully one of yours has been selected. If not, you have to stream it on the Major League Baseball app because, again, attorneys get involved and we cannot stream the Brewers. Have to go to the Major League Baseball app to do that. But keep it right here, the Civic Media app. When we come back, Liz Cheney is outing Donald Trump. We'll explain. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Fabulous Farm Bay PM Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
1, 2, make you wanna...
Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it going, Zomers. Here we go.
Okay. Now, have you ever been with a player? Take you downtown where they treat me like the mayor. Take you to the crib where you take it upstairs.
What's upstairs?
Shit, I'm going to show you later. Don't need a spatula, everything catered. Extra flavor. Go ahead, sprinkle some truffle on your mashed potatoes. I'm trying to love you. Is you going to love me back? You only get what you give. Ain't you ready to that?
Here we go. Silk Sonic. This hour, courtesy of Silk Sonic. Great, one of the greatest songs in the last couple of years. Silk Sonic, Fly As Me.
Oh, I love some funk on a Friday.
Right? You know who plays this song a lot? Earl Ingram on the Earl Ingram Show in the morning. But he, you know, he's a better dancer than I am. I'm not as good a dancer as Earl is.
So just stay seated and you can disguise that.
Right, that's why I'm staying seated. But we use that Silk Sonic song because what we want to remind you of, that the secret password in the Ride in Spring text to win contest is fly. F-L-Y. Fly. Deserve to be as fly as me. Catherine Lake, by the way, our program director, that song even got her out of her chair. And she is a good dancer. I didn't know. She's a very good dancer. She's a funky dancer.
The window doesn't go over that far, so.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't see.
Well, we had a person, an announcer back in the day at WRCO. Her name was Lila Marmel.
And that's pretty good name.
She was kind of a back to earther. And one time I was going on a game, a high school game with Phil Nee, and I were calling the game somewhere, and we were listening to the RCO on the way back, and Lila was on the air, and she said, "And now some more funky music on WRCO." So I always, whenever I hear funk, I think of Lila Marmel. So anyway, the text to win contest, in all seriousness, you can win an overnight getaway this hour. People who call in this hour, somebody's going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort, courtesy of the Chula Vista folks. And you could be entered in for a grand prize of 2 bikes and also patio furniture and a blender. Just type the word or text the word fly. Fly, F-L-Y, to our text line right now. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gary, listening in on in Sussex. Gary, always a pleasure. Thanks for listening. What's on your mind on this Good Friday?
A couple of things. It must be a slow day. You've been, you know, and I love listening to you. You are very smart, and you're very fair. But you've been going on for 15 minutes about this text line here, so it must be a slow day in the news.
No, not really. It's just that it's Friday, and it's the last day I get to talk about my three-way blender, and so I'm just milking it for all it's worth.
You've been milking it well. Hey, I do have a question. You're based out of Madison, right?
Yes. I'm based in Madison. Okay. That is correct. Why?
I was going to say, if you were based out of Waukesha, I'd meet you for lunch sometime. I've done lunch with Earl. I did lunch with the Devil's Advocate, all
right.
Three of them.
Well, on this tour, we're not getting the statewide tour next week. We're not going to get to Waukesha, but I'll guarantee you, or as we say back at Richland Center, guarantee you, we'll be in Waukesha, Milwaukee on the road sometime the next couple of months. So sure, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. But I do like listening. I'm almost ready to turn on WISN, so you better change.
All right. Well, we've got Liz Cheney cut here, and then we're going to have Peter Rapine on with the Week in Review. So that's what's coming up.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, happy Easter, Gary. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, thank you very much, Gary. All right, he's had enough of the blender jokes. All right, here now, let's get into something serious. We're taking news requests now. Gary giving us a news request. Here now is Liz Cheney, who, of course, was part of the bipartisan January 6th committee. Because here's what's happening. The Trumpster is going around telling people, look, you know, all this information, I wasn't privy to it. I haven't had time to defend myself. Well, Liz Cheney was, is it Drake University? I'm not sure, Mr. Summers. I think where she was speaking at. Let's listen to part of this now. Liz Cheney lays this out exactly to debunk Trump and kind of out Trump on the truth. Here's Liz Cheney this week.
Every time Donald Trump says that the select committee, you know, somehow suppressed evidence, or that there's secret or hidden evidence, people should know that Donald Trump has all of that evidence. He has all of the transcripts from the Select Committee. If you go back to October of last year, the special counsel explained that they had produced everything, including transcripts that the Select Committee had to return to the White House and the Secret Service. Donald Trump has had all of that since August of 2023. He's had it. He also has all of the testimony that the special counsel has all the testimony from the grand jury. And so Donald Trump knows what the most senior members of his administration, his vice president, his attorney general, his acting attorney general, his acting secretary of defense, he knows what all of those people said to the grand jury. And he knows how damaging that will be to him. And so, you know, when he now is pushing this idea that a president should have complete immunity against any criminal prosecution for anything he does in office, and he's pushed this appeal to the Supreme Court, I think it's very important that the Supreme Court recognize that what he's doing is a delaying tactic, and that the American people, it cannot be the case that a president of the United States can attempt to overturn an election and seize power, and that our justice system is incapable of holding a trial, of holding him to account before the next election. That cannot be the case. And the Supreme Court, I trust that they will deal in a responsible and expeditious fashion with this appeal, but recognize that taking action that will result in further delay in preventing the American people from seeing that evidence in open court is itself suppression of the evidence, that the American people have a right to see.
There you go.
Evidence.
That's Liz Cheney talking this week. I think it's important to play that whole clip for a couple of reasons before we go to break. Number one, Liz Cheney actually knows the evidence. Number two, she is a longtime principled conservative Republican. And she is coming out and saying, not only is Trump lying when he says he doesn't know this stuff, he does. He has all this evidence himself. He's nervous about what it's going to mean when it comes out. And quite frankly, she calls out the Supreme Court and says, look, these delay tactics are ridiculous. That the American public deserves to know, to see this in trial before the election this fall. Great job, Liz Cheney. We'll come back on the other side and talk to Peter Rapine about the Week in Review, a lighter look at the news on the Todd Allball Show. We are Fly. Text it, FLY, Fly, the password, on Ride into Spring. Text to win trivia.
from I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The initial shock of the Baltimore Bridge collapse has given way to the realization of what's ahead to recover the bodies of four people, clear the debris, and ultimately rebuild.
Maryland's Governor Wes Moore bracing the community for a long road to rebuild.
This is a remarkably complex operation, and our focus needs to be on unity of command and unity of effort.
This week, President Biden said he wants the federal government to cover the cost of rebuilding the bridge. He approved Maryland's $60 million request for initial recovery efforts.
It's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Concerns about Pope Francis heading into the Easter weekend. The 87-year-old did not take part in a Good Friday procession in Rome. The Vatican said it was to preserve his health. Former President Trump and several co-defendants on Friday filed their appeal of the disqualification ruling that allowed Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to remain on the Georgia election interference case. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Marquette season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Marquette was favored to win, but lost to NC State 67-58. Head coach Shaka Smart on what's next.
I don't know. We just lost in the Sweet 16. I'm not really focused on legacy. I did tell the guys after the game in the locker room that, you know, our two seniors, Tyler Kolick and Osa Iguodaro, it's been an absolute honor to coach this entire group. The worst thing about losing today is that, you know, we don't have practice tomorrow. We don't have another game to prepare for.
Marquette's Tyler Kolick asked this after the game.
Tyler, like, how do you balance your individual accomplishments over the last couple of seasons?
I mean, not many people make it to the Sweet 16. You know, I'm just happy to be out there every time with my guys. Like Coach said, I'm just disappointed that it's over.
College hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers men's hockey team losing 3-2 in overtime to the defending national champions, the Quinnipiac Bobcats, who advance in the NCAA tournament. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs in the low 40s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Slight chance of rain Sunday with a high of 48. Sunday night, some rain in 35 and more rain for Monday with highs near 47. That's weather on WGBW.
Right now, it's 37.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. You realize this is one of the songs that our dance class is doing.
Really?
Yeah. Fantastic. A little Austin Powers theme music there. And we'll explain in a minute. But first, we bring on our bi-weekly guest, the wonderful, the talented, the effervescent, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, Peter Rapine. Peter, welcome back. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, Todd. Always doing great when I'm on with you.
I feel the same way. The reason Ms. Sommers dialed up a little Austin Powers is the landing page, if you will, of EPOM's World has Austin Powers there, and it says 25 photos of Beyonce throughout the years.
Yeah, so if you're a country fan, Beyonce fan, Beyonce released her Cowboy Carter album today.
Yeah, the big country album.
Yeah, which I guess she's had some trouble getting on country stations. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a photo of her throughout the years, and one of them is her character Foxy Cleopatra from Austin Powers' Gold Member. So we just kind of take a little look back through the ages of, you know, Beyonce moments.
It's fantastic. And this now is a great example of what you all do at EPOM's World, where remind people this is not fiction. This is not made up. People aren't in a writer's room saying, what kind of crazy things can we do or write? These are actual weird, odd stories performed and done by weird and odd people.
Yes. The world is weird, and we like to highlight that fact.
Yeah, but let me hasten to add, we're not saying that Beyonce is weird or odd. This is just like looking back at Beyonce's actual, you know, photos and actual things, characters she played. You know, So that's just this real life. That's what we like about this segment. All right, Peter, let's get right to it. The week in review from the EPOM's World perspective. What's our first story this week?
Yes, our first one this week is a doozy. Headline reads, man has strange disorder that turns everyone he sees into a demon. Which is not the type of disorder that you want, I would say.
No, explain this, please. We're putting a photo up of this. Explain this.
So the best part of the story is probably the artistic, you know, images that were created to show what this guy's actually seen. And so it is a sad story, obviously. Some guy, I think he's from the UK, he woke up in 2020 and he realized that when he started looking at people in the face, they looked like demons. Their eyes were stretched, their mouths were stretched. And I'm not going to try to pronounce the condition that he was diagnosed with.
Right.
It's a very long, complicated name, but the short of it is abbreviated as PMO.
Wow.
Which would be terrifying.
It would be. Because what we're putting up on the screen, for lack of a better term, if you have Snap or something like that, TikTok, I mean, there's lenses you can put in. And it looks like a lens. You put in somebody's real face and it kind of looks like this demon-esque lens. But apparently there's a condition where this is what the guy actually sees.
Yeah. So they do look like TikTok filters, right?
Yeah.
The scientists or the doctors believe that it might have been caused by either carbon monoxide poisoning or a significant head injury. They're not actually sure how he got the PMO. But we do definitely feel bad for this guy having to walk around all day being haunted by the faces of strangers.
I wonder how common this is.
I assume it's really rare.
You would think so. Because, I mean, that would just be... I would think that, you know, it would take a toll on a person mentally, emotionally as well. If the perception through your eye lens is that people are demons, I mean, that has to really mess with your mind.
Yeah, it definitely has like a Black Mirror tinge to it.
Right?
Not something you'd wish on your worst enemy.
No. No, not at all. But
the demon disease.
See, this is another reason I love this segment, is because we learn things that we've never known about. I did not know that even existed. So that's not fantastic, but I mean that's deep research that is, as Barbara Walters used to say, fascinating. Remember Barbara Walters? She would never have her thing at the end of the year wasn't the most popular people. It was always the most fascinating people of whatever, 2007. And I thought it was a good word to use, because that way you could use people that were not so great, but they were fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's kind of a safe word.
Right? Barbara Walters, she knew what she was doing.
Exactly. And the next piece I want to talk about is the definition of fascinating. And I know a couple of weeks ago we talked about service journalism, and I think this is a good example of that for us. And this will probably touch the ones out there who use white noise or rain sounds when they sleep. So the headline reads, "The rain sounds you listen to while you sleep are actually the sounds of frying chicken."
No way.
Yes. So there's a professional audio engineer on TikTok who has taken it upon himself to educate his audience on audio sounds and how TVs and movies are made. And in one of his videos, he's standing in his kitchen talking into the camera. He says, "Hey, you know those rain sounds in movies and shows and sleep apps? Well, it's actually the sound of chicken in a pan." And then he takes his mic, puts it to the pan, and it sounds like the most soothing chicken you've ever heard.
Ask the chicken. Yeah. See what they think.
It sounds like, you know, you could take a nap to it. Like you'd be sitting on a beach in Hawaii listening to the rain.
That is crazy. So a lot of and being in radio, audio. So, I mean, you hear like the old time radio shows, right? Where you heard the sound effects, and they were these kind of things that were completely different than the effect that it was portraying on the old time radio.
It truly is a fascinating part of production, I think. Mm-hmm. They use gravel and all sorts of odd things you would never assume would be good sounds. They're actually kind of like chicken is the perfect sound for rain. Who would have thought?
Who knew that frying chicken could stand in for the sound of rain on audio on a radio?
Yeah, so if you do use rain as a sleep sound and you wake up hungry, there's probably a reason for that.
The subliminal, you use one of these machines to fall asleep and you wake up and you think, who's frying chicken? That was fantastic. That's fantastic. All right. Speaking of roast chicken or roasted, this is a great headline. Betas roasted for spending $18,000 on an alpha male camp. Peter Apine of EPOM's World, explain.
Yeah. So this went around this week, and I realize I gave you the wrong link for that.
Oh, that's fine. No worries.
Let me fix that for you.
No worries.
Yeah. So this is, so beta is a term that we use, you know, jokingly here, because the alpha males have really taken over the internet. Everyone wants to be an alpha. So this camp, which costs you $18,000, is called, and I'm not making this up, the Modern Day Dark Knight Project. And good, it's a boot camp for entrepreneurs, executives, and leaders who want to be the best versions of themselves. And if you think being the best version of yourself costs $18,000 to pay some bald-headed, roided-up guy to scream at you in a room for a weekend, I'm not sure what that best version of yourself is. but it's just kind of embarrassing. It's these guys, you know, rolling around in the dirt. They're getting screamed at in a parking lot, carrying around a bunch of weights. And as the internet likes to do, they found it and they all dogpiled on them. Because who has $18,000 laying around for something like this?
Well, and to your point, I know you guys don't get overtly political, but I mean, you know, there's one side that's very, you know, into masculinity and being the alpha dog right now out there politically. And it's like, really, this is what we're going to judge people on? And then you get some Yahoo that says, well, you know, I don't think I'm quite masculine enough, so I'll put down $18,000 to make myself more masculine. I mean, you got a problem, guy. You got a problem if you're doing that.
Yeah, I would say the most masculine thing you can do with $18,000 is put it into a high-yielding ETF, something that's going to be safe.
Right?
You
know?
A high-yielding savings account. It's pretty bro. It's pretty tough to do something like that.
But I think it also kind of speaks to some of these goofballs, right? That, I mean, they parade around and talk about their testosterone levels, and they're really not that all that bright. I mean, if you have to brag about it, then you probably got problems, right? So
yeah,
all right.
It does get sad, right? It's how much of these people being, you know, exploited, right?
Right.
It's not their fault that they're not the sharpest tools in the shed.
That's right. I mean, if you're buying Lee Greenwood Trump Bibles, you may have a problem. Probably the same guys are spending $18,000 for an alpha male camp.
Exactly. Yeah, you got a couple extra $100 for some Trump shoes, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Now, this one is serious, but it's enormously fascinating to me because we've all been watching, or I think most of us, the tragedy out in Brooklyn, the Francis Scott Key Bridge that was struck by a cargo ship, and you know, several people died, construction workers that were on that bridge. It could have been a lot worse if not for the police shutting things off. But give us this headline and this information. This is serious. This is real, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, so we couldn't believe it. We did a lot of fact checking on this one because we wanted to be right. But our headline reads, the same cargo ship that took down the Maryland Bridge took down a Belgian port wall back in 2016. And we have footage here of the ship crashing into the port. And chaos ensues. People are running all over. And I know we've had, you know, stories that Evergreen ship had gotten lodged in the Suez Canal a couple years ago. Honestly, as someone who's been online for a long time and has kind of made it my career of, you know, looking for destruction videos, fails, I'd never seen a bridge go down like that.
No.
I don't think any of us really have.
No.
So we were kind of surprised. Obviously, it was the same ship that had been caught in two different instances.
Well,
obviously,
and this is—I mean, I know this is a lighter website normally, but I want to compliment you guys because this is the only place that I've seen this story, and it's real. And you guys did the research that the fact that this exact cargo ship has been involved in other tragedies or other wrecks like this, I think it gives at least you have to give some thought to what's going on with the crew on the ship, what's going on with the ship. I mean, this is not a one-off of what happened in Maryland.
No, exactly. It's not. And we didn't, you know, we're the ones that fact-checked, but the internet, as it does, you know, is filled with millions of sleuths. And pretty soon, shortly after the incident the other day, Reddit had done its job and found the footage and kind of connected those dots. But yeah, really odd. And I would assume the investigators are going to take this information and then do what they should with it, because there's probably some serious questions to be asked. But truly tragic. Yeah.
It truly is. And our thoughts, of course, are with those families that have lost loved ones. The great thing about EPOM's World, we're talking with Peter Rapine, the managing editor of EPOM's World. Not only are they going to give you actual news like that you might not see other places, but they're going to make you, if you want to flip the page for a minute, also make you laugh. And this one... I mean, come on. Go ahead. Give us the headline, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so our headline is, our days are numbered. 7-Eleven says it's making a hot dog flavored water.
Now, again, this is not made up. 7-Eleven is making hot dog flavored water. I want to know what the market is for this. What's the demo on this?
Me?
You would buy this? Know. Legit? What?
Not seriously, but I would buy it just so I could say, hey guys, I bought this disgusting thing. Isn't it funny? Right?
right.
You imagine some intern was like, hey guys, I've got a great idea. And they pitched it in a meeting and the executives were like, hot dog flavored water. Sounds disgusting. Let's do it.
I mean, how do you produce this? Do you just take a bunch of chicken, a bunch of chicken lips and sawdust that some of these hot dogs are made from, and then you soak that and you take the runoff water and bottle it?
Or maybe it's just actual hot dog water from like boiling hot dogs.
I think you're right, Mr. Somers. I think that's probably the cleanest way to do it. You get a big pot of water and a bunch of hot dogs. You eat the hot dogs and then you say, hey, I've got all this water. Might as well bottle it.
I mean, other than for a joke, is this just a publicity stunt by 7-Eleven so we keep saying their name on radio across Wisconsin?
Well, there is always that chance. It doesn't seem like it. It seems like it is actually going to be happening. Who knows if it's just like a limited time edition or a limited run or just something that they wanted the press for because they did get it.
A limited run of hot dog water at 7-Eleven. We'll come back, talk more headlines with managing editor of EPOM's World, The Week in Review with Peter Apine on the other side of the Todd Allball Show and Civic Media.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Like to a former
Drew.
Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend and colleague Maggie Dawn with the Maggie Dawn Show. She has a guest host in this week, always a fabulous guest host. She'll be back in the chair next week on Monday. But prepare yourself now at 2 o'clock from 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it right here for that. We invite you to do that. Also, remember, during the Maggie Dawn Show at 3 o'clock, your final chance to win Ride into Spring Text to Win Contest. They'll give you a new word at 3 o'clock. But right now, you have 9 minutes in this hour. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Water slides, golf courses, the whole nine yards. Somebody's going to win that. And then you're going to be entered into the grand prize, which is two of them. One is a set of bikes. What better way to ride in the spring than on two bikes? And the other is a beautiful outdoor patio set along with a three-way blender. So looking forward to that.
It's a three-in-one blender?
A three-in-one blender. I'm sorry. If you had a three-way blender, it might make EPOM's world. So text the word FLY, F-L-Y, FLY, right now on the Civic Media app. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite station. Then click on that. Then you'll see right above the play button that says text. Hit text and text the word FLY, F-L-Y, to the Civic Media text line, FLY, the word of the hour. You two can be on your way to Chula Vista Resort. Peter Rapine never done a story about a three-way blender?
No, we haven't. That'd be new for us.
You might get to.
I'm having trouble trying to imagine what that actually means in my head.
Several different things, many of which we can't talk about on the air.
That's dangerous, is what I said.
I mean, the word of the hour is fly. I said, keep your fly up if you're using a three-way blender, right? I mean, that can be dangerous. All right, back to headlines from EPOM's World with Peter Rapine. Peter, what's the next headline?
Yes, so the next one is more sciencey. We like to do some science stuff. We like fun science.
Yeah.
So this one comes to us from Popular Mechanics, and our headline reads, "Oh, great, another person to disappoint. Experts say the sun is conscious."
Has an actual consciousness.
Yeah. And obviously, I don't think, you know, the article's arguing that the sun can think like we do. Mm-hmm. It really comes down to the definition of what scholars define as conscious.
Sure.
But Rupert Sheldrake, who talked to Popular Mechanics, basically kind of made the argument that the whole galaxy is conscious. It just depends on, right, how we define that consciousness. And obviously, with a story like this, when the internet got wind of it, they started memeing and making jokes, and people were tweeting things like, I hope the son knows we love her, you know, yada, yada, yada. But it's, you know, something to think about late at night when you're sitting in your backyard, you know, having some you time, looking at the stars.
Right?
Yeah.
Having a drink in your blender. I mean, these are things you think about, right? When you look up and you say, hello, son. But hello, be careful during the big solar eclipse coming up a week from Monday. Do not look directly at the sun.
Do not look directly at the sun. No. Yeah. And don't feel, and maybe the sun for a moment is going to miss us. She'll be like, ah, crap, I can't see him.
All right, Peter Ray Pine, Leslie, I think one more here. Give us another headline from EPOM's world, if you'd be so kind.
All right, so this is an example of a story that we're going to lose out on if and when TikTok is banned.
Okay.
So this comes to us from a TikTok account called Kane Masters. And Kane Masters, they teach people how to do fun stuff with their canes. And this story is specifically about cane quick draw self-defense techniques. So our title reads, How to Quick Draw Your Cane. Old man teaches cane self-defense techniques. And he's giving a very serious, very detailed quick draw technique for people standing at ATMs who might be then subsequently robbed or attacked.
All right.
And he's, you know, there's certain movements that you can do, and he's very honest about it, and he's very sweet. Just kind of a fun thing that you don't really think about often, right? Sometimes you think, oh, an old person might be an easy target, which is a terrible thing to ever think, but
this is how criminals think, you know?
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
But criminals, I would beware the next time you think about targeting an elderly person. Hopefully they've seen this video, and hopefully they beat you over the head with their cane.
Well, I think this is fantastic because you might not have pepper spray, but you might have a cane. And if you could use it to take care of an attacker, good on you.
Good on you. Exactly. Yeah. TikTok is filled with all sorts of niche creators, you know, people, things that you never would think that exist on TikTok.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, by the way, so you're a proponent of keeping the TikTok legal and going on. Is that right?
I mean, I think they should sell it. I think it's such a monolith with a younger generation, and I think it really serves a purpose. I mean, if you want to talk about, you know, data infringement, you know, we don't need foreign companies to do that. We're pretty good at doing it to ourselves. Right. So I don't really think, you know, we have this like double standard for TikTok. I don't necessarily agree with it.
All right. Very good. Yeah. Well, Peter, always a pleasure. Always fantastic. We appreciate you stopping by with Week in Review. We'll see you in a couple of weeks on a Friday. And thanks so much for everything you do for us and giving us a couple of laughs and also some great insight as we end our week.
Of course. Thanks, Todd.
Hey, my pleasure. Peter Epine, Managing Editor of EPOM's World. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend, my friend. Thank you so much. Mr. Sommers, we have come to the end. Can you do a board game of the week in a minute and a half?
I can try.
All right, here we go. Board game of the week.
Welcome once again for the board game of the week. Today's board game of the week is Roll for the Galaxy. Roll dice, win. That's the board game of the week.
It doesn't have to be that brief. What's
okay,
the name
I know.
Of the game?
So yes, it's Roll for the Galaxy. It's about Roll 2 to 5 players, takes about 45 minutes, and it's not too difficult to play. Everybody gets their own little board, and you have a bunch of dice that represent the population of your intergalactic empire. And you roll these dice, try to improve your empire and your like galactic shipping routes and stuff. It's a lot of little fun dice, and rolling them, putting them on your own little board, a lot of fun pieces. It's a good time.
How much is it?
It is $40, $50, depends exactly on, you know, where you find it, all that good stuff. But that is this week's board game of the week, Roll for the Galaxy.
Fantastic. Well done. A quickie board game of the week with Aaron Zommers. Sorry. I'm sorry we didn't leave you a lot of time there.
Yeah,
we'll leave you more time next week when we're on the road up in Green Bay, as a matter of fact. Join us on Monday. We are starting our What Makes Wisconsin Great Beer, Cheese, and Radio Tour with Todd and Trigvi. Trigvi Olson joins me all next week across Wisconsin. We started in Richland Center. Be with us then and come out to the Phoenix Center, Richland Center, 6 to 7:30 and meet Trigvi and I, and we'll buy you a beer, a soda, and some cheese curds. Make it a happy Easter. Make it a great weekend.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he'd like to see more proof inflation is coming down before cutting interest rates.